Hi, Scott. Rockfile back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the 2016 film The Wailing in its new 4K edition. South Korean horror movie, 2.5 hours long, subtitled. If that doesn't sound like your cup of tea, you could probably tune out now. I thought it was great. It's critically acclaimed. It was commercially successful. The movie was made on an $8 million U.S. dollar budget and went on to gross $51+ million. That's great. The director has gone on to do things, hopefully. Na Hong-jin. I'm not going to pronounce a lot of these Korean names because I would just slaughter them. But anyway, this was a movie I heard about when it first came out because it was one of those critical acclaim movies. You know, every year there's one or two of those horror movies that, like, Talk to Me or Midsommar, It Follows, whatever. Foreign films, U.S. films. Every once in a while, every year, there's like one or two horror movies that just come out of nowhere that somebody goes, this is really good. This year, my pick would be Late Night with the Devil. I think that was a movie that was made for like $1 million, and it's an Australian thing, and it's one of the best horror movies I've seen in a long time. The Wailing is a bit of a slow mover, but I didn't have a problem with it because there's a lot of things happening in the film. It tells the story of a small village. A stranger moves into town. Weird things start happening with people. People die. People kill each other. Does the stranger have anything to do with it? Do they not? What do we be afraid of? That's kind of the theme of the thing, is you're not really sure what to be afraid of. Is this person something supernatural? Is it just a person? Is it a guy or is it a girl? There's a couple characters it could be. People are disappearing. People are found. People have been found in horrible ways. There are moments of some real horror here, some vile and gory stuff, which is, and not a lot, but it's definitely not for the squeamish. But if you like that in a horror movie, you're going to like this. It is 2.5 hours long, but the director, I watched the extras after it was over. The director wanted to pile on the layers of horror, and it goes through different genres. It's not just this kind of movie or that kind of movie. And for me to start going, well, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, it's a little bit, you start getting a picture in your head, and I don't want to do that. It would be great if you just watch this. I remember when it came out on Blu-ray, I wanted to get it. And I put it in my wish list or something. And then one thing, it was like 2.5 hours. And then it came out in 4K just a few months ago. Wellgo released this and a few other movies on 4K that we didn't know they were going to release them in 4K. And two of them wound up at Grove.com. If you've never been there, it's a company owned by Universal, also sells Warner Brothers and other movies, usually at a discount. Anyway, they were having a 3 for $30 sale. I had to get the two Korean movies that I wanted because I wanted to see them. I didn't own them. And I threw Doom in there. You got the Doom review a few episodes back if you haven't listened to that one. So I got these 3 4Ks for $10 a piece. They go for a minimum $17 to $20 by themselves individually. So it was a deal I couldn't pass up, especially on a couple of critically acclaimed foreign films. If you're a collector, you know how hard it is to find foreign films at a decent price. So I started watching it. I had some time. If I know it's going to be 2.5 hours and people have described it as a slow burn, that I probably should watch it during daylight hours and set aside some time and make sure I'm wide awake. And not something I'm going to start late at night. Kind of wish I had, though, because it's really creepy. It's creepy in a way that's kind of real. We get to know the characters. Then they're confronted by some shocking things. So they do some investigation. There's a mystery to it all. They try and interview the people who might be involved, and it just gets weirder. And then you're not sure what you've seen. And then in the end, I'm not going to give any away, no spoilers, but there is definitely an ending that confirms, or, you know, one of the theories. And I was like, wow, okay. It's not very often a movie goes, here it is. There you go. And good night. Here's the end. So that was great. It has a great denouement, if you will, a great ending. All in all, again, like I started with, it is a 2.5 hour South Korean horror movie subtitled. If that's not your cup of tea. No, there were not an English dub on this one for whatever reason. The surround sound was fantastic. The picture was fantastic. The 4K is definitely worth picking up. I can't compare it to the Blu-ray because, well, I didn't watch the movie. The extras are on the Blu-ray, so I put it in for that. But as a 4K goes, I was surprised to find out that I don't think it was a native 4K because there are some scenes in this movie that are sharp, that are crisp, that you can see every pebble on the ground, every ripple in the pond, every spurt of blood from the person who just got killed, whatever. It is a very detailed and good-looking. There's a lot of beautiful photography of South Korea, a place I've never visited. I can only imagine some really spectacular cinematography going on, especially like sunsets, sunrises, establishing shots of what time of day it is or where we are kind of thing. Just some really beautiful shots, mountains in the background, really exotic, but real, you know, like you could reach out and touch it. 4K does a really great job. The sweat on people's faces, the pores and skin, even some of the practical effects look spectacular on the 4K. If you're going to go one way or the other on picking this movie up or renting it or whatever, and it's on most streaming services, go for the 4K if you can. It's got Dolby Vision HDR. Sounded great. Looks great for a Korean movie that was made for $8 million. There's a lot more on the screen. They really got their money's worth. And as movies go, it got to me, you know, it got under my skin. Sometimes a foreign film that's subtitled doesn't, you know, you're reading the subtitles and you're watching the performances and you accept it as a movie. And even some of the foreign horror movies I've watched, they're just not as horrible to me because it's harder to suspend disbelief when you're reading the subtitles and that kind of thing. But this one, you know, I'm reading the subtitles and looking back up going, oh, yeah, that's kind of disturbing. So I dug it. The Wailing, if you're into, you know, South Korean horror movies that are 2.5 hours long and subtitled, is definitely worth watching. I really enjoyed it. And it has a nice, dark, but resolute ending. You know exactly what happened and what went on. So I kind of like the 70s nihilistic or mysterious endings, but this one definitely has a good horror movie ending, and we really don't need a sequel. Although I read that there was a deleted, like, after credit scene that's going to, they could have tagged on kind of a sequel kind of thing. But at this point, this is a 2016 movie, is 2024. We're probably a little bit past the movie. It was critically a sequel movie. It was critically acclaimed. It was commercially successful. If that doesn't tell you anything about a 2.5 hour South Korean horror movie, that's probably all you need to know. So check it out if you like those kind of things. It really was kind of dark, evil, multiple genres running through it, and great performances. No complaints about this movie whatsoever. I will watch it again because this is one that most of your friends haven't seen. Halloween's coming around and you need something that's like out there and a little different and gives time for everybody to, you know, imbibe whatever they're imbibing and getting in the right frame of mind. This would be a good one to watch. The Wailing. It's available now. Blu-ray 4K. Highly recommend the 4K. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. My links are below. That includes ways to support the channel. I've got two projects that have shops. If you buy any merch from those shops, any benefit goes back to putting going into these podcasts. And now I have a new Patreon that I don't have any people yet, but I will be putting up some of the behind the scenes content that you'll be paying for by the time you hear this podcast, actually. So thank you very much for checking those links out down below, liking, subscribing, and sharing. That's a wonderful thing. Have a spectacular day.